Let's quickly review Yuma Daf Chaf Beis. Today we began the second parak of Maseches Yuma and starts out by talking about the Dalad Payasos. So we talk about the first of the four Payasos, the first of the four girls of lotteries that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was for the Trumas Hadashin. You see, the Trumas Hadashin used to be done by volunteers. They would just see who would volunteer to do it, but then too many people volunteered, so they had races, and then when the races got dangerous, people were pushing each other out of the way and breaking people's limbs, so they decided to do a Payas. So that was the HaPayas HaRishon, Zeh HaPayas HaRishon of the Arba Payasos. The two reasons they first thought that nobody would be interested, the Gemara said, maybe it's because the first possible reason is that it was an Avodas Laila. So they thought nobody would be interested in coming to do an Avodas Laila. But the Gemara points out it's not so clearly an Avodas Laila, because the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that one does for the Trumas Hadashin works for the Avodas Hayom as well. So it makes it sound like it might be an Avodas Hayom. The Gemara says another possibility of why they thought no one would volunteer is because Onas Shena, that a person would have to wake up very early to do this, and it's difficult for people to wake up early. Even though for doing the burning of the limbs on the Mizbeach at night, a person would have to stay up late at night and would also have to rob himself from some sleep. Shiny migna mimekum. There's a difference between staying up late, which is much easier, than waking up early, which is much more difficult. Now, once they started the pious, people started not to come because they thought that they would definitely lose anyway, so it's not worth getting up early if you're not going to win anyway. When it was a race, everyone thought that they were going to win, but when they were doing a pious, everyone thought that they were going to lose. So they had to sweeten the pot a little bit. So they included, in addition to doing the Trumas Hadashin, that you get to do the Sidur Ma'aracha and Shnei Gezirei Etzim, and that way they were hoping more people would volunteer. The Gemara is a suffix when we say that they would race up in the first one to within four amos is the winner. So what does it mean, four amos? Four amos from the very top of the Mizbeach, or four amos from where the Yesod is, which would actually be six amos from the top of the Mizbeach? On the top of Amud Beis, we talk about counting Jews. And we said that the reason they would count fingers rather than counting people is because there's an Isser, maybe multiple Isserim, to count Jews. The Gemara tells us, based on the fact that Shaul HaMelech, instead of using shards of pottery, started using animals to count the Jewish people. You see from there, Kimon Shenismana Adam Parnes Alatzibur Misasher. Person becomes wealthy when he's put into a position of authority. Once we're talking about Shaul HaMelech, we talk about some of his mistakes. He didn't want to kill Amalek, and that was a terrible mistake. He shouldn't have been Alti Tzadik Harbe. He shouldn't have been such a tzadik to want to save the life of Agag, the Melech of Amalek. And he was very eager to kill Novir Kohanim. So that's where the Baskel told him, Alti Rasha Harbe. He shouldn't be such a Rasha and be so eager to kill all those innocent people. The Gemara says, but at the end of the day, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Siyata Deshmaya, because Shaul really only made one mistake. Shaul Ba'achas Ve'olsolo, but he nevertheless lost his Malchus. David B'shtayim Ve'lo Olsolo. David made two critical mistakes, and yet he did not lose his family's reign of the Malchus. Shaul's mistake was about Agag. David's mistakes were about Uriah and the counting of the Jewish people. Now, David's sin of Bathsheba doesn't count, and being Mekabel Lashon Hara doesn't count, because he was punished for those sins separately. So we only mentioned the two of Uriah and being made and the Hasasa, which means that he was influenced to count the Jewish people. Toward the end of the daf, the Gemara tells us that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said some negative things, negative interpretations of what the pasuk means when it talks about Shaul HaMelech. Ben Shana Shaul B'Malcho, he suggested maybe it means not that he was pure, but that he was Meluchlech B'Titu B'Tzawa, like a child. But then in dreams, the bones of Shaul came to him and told him that he was way off and he shouldn't criticize Shaul HaMelech like that. The problem with Shaul, the Gemara tells us at the end of the daf, was either that he was too perfect, and Ein Ma'amid in Parnas Al Tzibra Lomkin Kupashal Shratzim Tuli Lomecharav. Person, in order to be a Parnas Al Tzibra, needs to have some negative history so that he doesn't become a Bal Gaiva. Or that Shaul Jastam was too eager to be mochel in his kavod, so he didn't have the gravitas that a king has to have. He was too easy, he was too much of an anav, too willing to be mochel in his kavod.